The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Bill Friday with another edition of Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore. Ron McGoey, you are here. That's 2 weeks in a row. Amazing.
I know we're breaking records this season. We're going to be regular as clockwork.
Okay.
Good to be here. How are you?
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I think we today are going to talk about some things sports and some things not sports.
Well, that's the name of the show, isn't it, really? Larry doesn't play here anymore and can talk about anything, actually, since he doesn't play here anymore.
Oh, he doesn't play here anymore.
I know.
So I thought there's a local development that perhaps you would like to announce.
And that is the Collingwood Lions Club. Is that what you're saying?
Do tell. Is there now a Lions Club in
Collingwood? There is now a Lions Club in Collingwood. There used to be many years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and then I guess the members got older and the club ceased to exist. They sold the property, gave all the money to charity, and that was it. And there are still some people in Collingwood who belong to that club, but we haven't heard from them, even though they know what's happening. Last night we actually elected the first executive of the club, and we need 20 members to actually charter a club, and we're up to 16, maybe 17 after last night's meeting. So we're very, very close to forming a club. We would like to get about 25 members because that would make us safe, basically.
And then you would grow the club from that number.
Yes, that's correct. Wasaga Beach Lions Club has grown to an amazing number. We're now numbering 63, I think.
And how many years have you been involved in
I've been involved in the club for about 11 years. Okay. Matter of fact, 11 years coming up to this Home and Garden show, because I'll tell you just a little story. I was going around trying to solicit advertising for my little paper that I had, and that's 11 years ago. Somebody complained that I was actually soliciting business without having a booth at the Home and Garden show.
Shame on
and
you.
I'm telling you the truth. I got nabbed by the cuff of the collar, the scruff of the neck, led out the door. And to save myself, I asked the chap who was doing this, who had me by the scruff of the neck, to save myself, I said, "Tell me about Lions, and how do you join the Lions Club?" And from then on, I was a lion in Wasaga Beach.
A lion in winter. Which is very wintry today.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're part of my job is a zone chair. I'm the zone chair for District A-12. And part of my job is to help start a new club in Collingwood, and that's what we've done.
So will there be a synergy, or will there be a connection between, you know, the two clubs, you know, just given the geography?
Yeah, actually, the Wasaga Beach Lions Club is the sponsoring club for the new Collingwood. They have to provide what they call the guiding lion, which, and I'm one of those.
The guiding lion. It sounds like an old soap opera.
I know.
Or was that the guiding light?
The Wasaga Beach Lions Club has to basically take care of the new club until they get on their feet, until they get rolling and so on.
Because they're just a cub right now.
They are just a young lion. They're just a cub. That's right.
I'm sure there'll be hopefully some growth in the Meaford and Thornbury area. They may attract some members.
Well,
from
they also have clubs too.
So oh, they
you,
do.
You can't really intrude on those areas.
So there are territorial rights.
There are. Yeah.
Well, that's great news, and I know you're a wonderful ambassador for the club, and I hope wish them all the best.
Well, thank you, and we've been working on it for quite a while now, and it's going to happen finally, and that's great.
Very good.
Yeah. Now, just to mention the Wasaga Beach Lions Club, are holding their home and garden show on April the 8th and 9th. And we would like everybody to go out and have a look at what's going on. There's over 80 exhibitors this year. So it's at the Recplex.
At the Recplex.
At the Recplex. And we've taken over the entire Recplex, with the exception of the YMCA. But we've taken the entire Recplex over, and that'll be quite a nice weekend.
No, it sounds like it's, time is flying. That might be about a week this Saturday, I guess, or a week this weekend.
That's actually 2 weeks from now. That's right.
Fantastic. Well, you're going to be a busy lion. Before we talk a little sports, I think we'd be remiss not to touch on some sad news from the entertainment industry. I believe it was last Saturday, Chuck Berry duck walked off the stage for the final time.
That is sad. That is sad. And we all, those of us who are at our age can certainly remember Chuck Berry.
Well, Chuck Berry was, you know, by the time I started, you know, buying records and getting interested in music, you know, Chuck was not past his prime, but, you know, he had laid the groundwork, him and Elvis, you know, they were pioneers. And Chuck Berry was, he had a guitar style and a riff that so many groups, so many bands were influenced by, whether it was the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or
He did play with the Rolling Stones, didn't he? For a little while, didn't they have a few little concerts together?
Their paths have crossed. It was kind of a love-hate relationship. But Keith Richards, who is still on the planet, still playing, was a big Chuck Berry fan. And he was a musical director for a film that was made in the 80s called Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. And it was sort of a tribute to Chuck Berry. But he was an interesting guy, apparently. He certainly never made them, you know, the vast amounts of money that, you know, some of the iconic bands that not copied his style but had that guitar sound. But he will be remembered.
Yeah, I thought I saw a clip on television where Keith Richards was playing with Chuck Berry, and that was quite a thing. And Chuck Berry actually was pretty active and right up until his death.
Absolutely. And you know, it's really crazy when you think about it, because this was so many of the African American pioneers who couldn't even use the same bathroom that the white audience could, and they just had a rough time. I remember this was in the early 70s. My friends went to a different high school than I, but they had a really good social convener, and Chuck Berry played at the high school. This is in Hamilton. This is like, you know, stories like that, and Muddy Waters, you know, painting the ceiling of Chess Records. There was a lot of inequality out there, as we all know, but those that know the legacy, and music would not be the same. And
of course, he'll be remembered for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And another thing that happened not too long ago, a couple of days ago, is that Betty Kennedy died. She was 91. Betty Kennedy was with CFRB for the longest time. And of course, her most famous gig, if you will call it that, was Front Page Challenge. I know you're not that old, but do you remember Front Page Challenge?
Oh, I remember it. I might even be, because my father and mother would watch it, and because there was only one television set, if the whining kid couldn't get his way, and that occasionally happened, they would say, "Well, no, you can't. We're not changing the station until Front Page Challenge is over. Sit down here; you might learn something."
Exactly.
And I believe it was a sort of a timely news news forum with a panel, and I think I remember. The panel was Betty Kennedy, Gordon Sinclair.
That's right.
Then I Need Your Help.
Pierre Burton.
Oh, Pierre Burton.
And then I think they had the odd guest come in. But those were the three naturals that were on all the time. The format of the show, if you remember, is that they had a guest come on every week. And the guest was up behind them. They supposedly didn't know who the guest was, and they had to ask questions of the guest. And the guest would probably disguise his voice or her voice, and then they had to try and guess who it was.
And at the end of the show, they would unveil the guest.
Well, they would unveil the guest, and then the guest would be actually interviewed by them all, and it was quite a nice program. It was a good program.
It sounds like it was a good program. It sounds like it could work now. You know how so many things get reinvented. It's amazing no one's tried to reinvent that.
The host of the show was Fred Davis. And Fred Davis, I remember from my Ottawa days, Fred Davis was with CFRA, not B, but CFRA. And he was a disc jockey there and also had a band. He was a band leader. And he was an amazing guy. And then, of course, he got on the television and so on. And Front Page Challenge was his baby as well. So
fascinating.
Yeah, I think they're all gone now.
I believe so. But it's something that, you know, it could work.
You want to do that? You want to try that here in Wasaga Beach, you think? You think it would work?
Anything could work in the beach. we're living proof.
This is, I know we talk all kinds of things on this program, but mainly we talk about sports. And I'd like to get your feel on the NHL standings at the moment, because it's coming up to playoff time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I've had a good friend who passed away up in Perth, and I've been on the road a bit, driving back and forth on this five-hour drive to Perth, and had more than enough time to sort of listen to sports talk radio, which I haven't had much time. And I became fully aware the Toronto Maple Leafs, they're in a playoff position, second wild card, 11 games to go, and those, it would take, like Leo Cahill said, probably an act of God.
There are four divisions, I believe, and there are how many teams from each division? Four
Well, division winners from each team, division winners from each division, both in the eastern side of things and the western side of things. So I think there's three in the east, three in the west. The division winners all qualify. Then we have two wildcard teams that come out of the west, two wildcard teams that come out of the east.
So if you're beginning the playoffs, how many teams actually are in the playoffs, including wildcard, if there is a wildcard?
Wow. I may need a calculator.
Okay, all right.
And I may be wrong on this, but if there's three division winners in the east and three in the west, that's six. Two wildcards and two wildcards would be 10. However, that doesn't sound like enough teams.
No. No. The division winners are in for sure. Are the next four in each one in?
Yes, that's the way it works. Yes, the top three. The top three in each division get
after
in.
The
winner and then the next two. Yes, that's how we round it out, because it always used to bother me that 85% of the teams make the playoffs, so you have to try really hard not to.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you can tell.
Last year, we didn't have one Canadian team in the playoffs.
No, it looks like we're going to have five this year. Because I've got my hand out here to count, and we have Montreal and Ottawa and Calgary that are definitely in, and it looks like Edmonton's in, and it looks like the Leafs are in. So that, I think that adds up to five.
That's five, okay.
Which is going to be really nice. Yeah. And there's some really good stories here when you think about it, and I know, they love or hate the Leafs, but they finished 30th last year. The Oilers finished 29th.
So those two teams now have jumped, haven't they?
They've jumped dramatically.
They're talking about Babcock maybe he's the coach of the year. Is that something that might
happen? They were throwing that around in the radio, and I mean, there's some serious competition when you look around the league. The Columbus Blue Jackets, who came from the depths of disaster, who now have 100 points and may finish first overall, with a coach that was this close to never coaching again, a man named John Tortorella. The last time he was behind the bench was at the World.
Is that where he is now?
He's
in Columbus.
He's in Columbus, and of course, he's not a well-liked guy. However, unless it's just a coincidence, he's obviously taken a team that's gone from nowhere, that doesn't have any really superstars on it, that's right up there. So John Tortorella's in the running, obviously. And there are, there's a whole bunch of good coaching stories out there. Obviously, the guy in Edmonton's doing a good job. His name escapes me. I think Mike Babcock has to be considered. I would probably vote for him, because I know they have these four or five young, talented kids.
In all his time in Detroit and in all his successes in Detroit, He has never been named Coach of the Year. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, I come up with all these gems. And
well, you know,
he has never been Coach of the Year.
We can't count the number of playoff teams, but we're right on about that. Yeah. So, what will it mean to have five teams and Canadian teams in the playoffs?
I mean, big time. Big time for a lot of things, right?
I think it's big time for, because Canadians love hockey. Yep. Canadians love to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs when Canadian teams are in it.
And they like to go to bars, too. They like to go to bars and watch with their friends and drink a few beer and so on.
And most of the bars in the beach have TVs in them.
Big TVs.
Big TVs. And once you get into, you know, because the darn thing will go on into a golf season, you can sit on the patio and watch it on the television. So I hope all five of them have nice playoff runs. I'm not handicapping the playoffs yet because we still don't know the final contestants. But there'll be some, you know, one of them may move on and go far. And hockey has caught my interest in the last little while. So I was watching the highlights this morning, and Sidney Crosby, whose team is in the playoffs, scored one of those highlight reel goals.
I saw that today too, and I couldn't believe what he did. He actually shot a backhand with one hand
after going end-to-end through the holes. And why is it, maybe it's just the nature of attention span anymore, but doesn't it seem like Sidney Crosby's like an old guy now?
Yeah, I know. He's not that old, I don't think, but he is that old. When you can compare him to Connor McDavid or Matthews or what's the other chap that plays for the Leafs?
Austin, they've got
whatever.
Mitch Marner. Yeah. They have a bunch of Nylander, these good young guys.
Yeah.
And I was also, after I was watching that highlight, and we touched on Sidney Crosby last show just a little bit as being a good role model, but his accomplishments, they're pretty significant given the injuries that he sustained.
And you know what? He doesn't seem to get the credit for what he's done. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know whether it's wrong or whether because it's not flashy, but if you do listen to hockey people, they speak glowingly of him as, you know, his talent, his leadership abilities. But I guess he does fly a bit under the radar because he's kind of a quiet, unassuming guy that never has a scandal. And, you know, those type of stories.
So you need a scandal, do you?
Well, you need a scandal, or you need to be, Patrick Kane, or you need to be, you know, an Ovechkin with... It's just that same sort of dynamic that it's not just highlight goals that seem to keep you in front and center, but you and I both know that's not true. And he's a remarkable player, and will, you know, he's following on in the steps of many great Canadian hockey players.
Yeah, no, he's that reel today, that highlight reel today that I saw was just amazing. How he went through the whole team and then. Not that he's scored on his forehand. He scored on his backhand with one hand, basically flipped it into the net. It was amazing. It was amazing. I want to get away from hockey just a bit. Are you at all into the basketball situation?
Yes. Well, during the last couple of years of the show, I have mentioned more than once that possibly. This was before the resurgence of the Blue Jays, but the Raptors are probably one of the best. Best stories in Toronto, just how their fan base has grown. The game is, you're in and out in less than 2 hours practically, and it's I find it highly entertaining. And I watched a bit of the game last night actually, I really do enjoy watching the game.
What about the college basketball? Are you into college basketball at all?
No. And the only reason I'm not, and I'm sure if I lived, you know, south of the border, I'd probably have a little bit more affinity for it. I think I have a theory on college basketball and why there is madness in March in Canada. It's much similar to the National Football League. It's mostly because people are in pools. And it's a wonderful, and that's fine. It's a wonderful way to wager and get something going around the office or the factory or wherever. But I would bet dollars to donuts that there's not a whole lot of Kentucky fans year-round. But when the tournament starts, it becomes very, very, it's very entertaining, and it's because people gamble on it. But do I watch it? No. I just don't have enough space. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough.
Yeah. If you were to watch every game, you would be going crazy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, and if I was a wild basketball fan, I probably would. But yes, the Rapitors are poised to have another good playoff run. They're in the playoffs. They're just trying to figure out where they fit. Their number one player, Kyle Lowry, is going to be back for the playoffs. But they made some nice acquisitions at the deadline. And there was a dandy game last night with Chicago, a team they hadn't beat since, I think, 2012, 12 in a row. And they're getting their butt kicked all around the court. And a fight breaks out at a basketball game. Nobody gets hurt. These guys really, they don't fight. But holy smokes, that, you know, the guys get tossed out. And it lights a fire under the old Raptors. And they come back from about an 18-point deficit, send it in overtime, and win it in overtime.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh. And good for them.
Yeah, that's good.
Their road is difficult. The road out of the Eastern Conference is going through Cleveland.
Did they go out in the first round last year?
No, they got to the Eastern Conference Championship. Oh, okay. They were 2 wins away from going to the championship last year. Mm-hmm. But LeBron James and his Cavaliers got in the way, and they're going to get in the way again this year. But I think we're going to have some really entertaining basketball in the spring. Mm-hmm. Jeez, we can have the Toronto Raptors in the playoffs. We could have the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs.
And then the Blue Jays will be opening.
The Blue Jays, the crack of the bat. And so this we're going to have lots to talk about.
I know.
It's going to be great. Masters is coming up. And, my God, I may just be living here in the nurse center.
Well, we could have a daily show. Do you want to have a daily show?
not unless I can find John Daly.
No, okay.
By the way, whose son has turned out to be quite a golfer.
Apparently, yeah.
Yes, yeah, Little John.
What's his name?
Little John, but he's not little. I don't know his first name.
So it's not John.
Oh, it is.
It could be John.
Oh, it is John. Oh, yeah, John. Well, John named him John, and good on him. But yeah, that's.
Does he wear those wild pants?
That's another story for another day.
Loudmouth pants?
No, he's not wearing those. Mm. But he has a good teacher. John had a good short game. People all remember him for his booming drives. He had soft hands, a good short game. Mm-hmm. You know, if he had a little bit more up top. No offense, I'm not saying that.
John was
crazy. A lot of golf guys, you know, they don't speak of him as lovingly as some of the fans. They, when you have that type of talent and wasted, it bothers them. I mean, he had a lot of fun. 3 or 4 wives.
Yeah, and
made a lot of money.
You know, he's made a lot of money playing golf. Come on.
Oh no, the game. You know, we need the characters.
Yeah,
I'm sure another one will surface.
Well, there's a few characters right now. I think
there's some characters out there. Mm-hmm. There's not enough though.
Yeah.
We need more characters.
Yeah.
Like us.
Well, did you watch the golf last weekend? Did you watch it?
That was Arnold's tournament. No, well, see, we were, you know, this funeral got in the way of sports, and so it should have.
Yeah.
But it was actually on briefly at our friend's place when they were having everyone over.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one where Mark Leishman won it.
Yes, he did. He came from out of nowhere, really, to win it. But what really got me was how Rory missed one putt on the final few holes, and that was it for him. He could have won the thing. You know, he's certainly playing well. There's no question.
Well, you know, they're all gearing up for one tournament right now. And yes, it was. There was a lot of emotion around Bay Hill. Obviously, with the first year with Arnold, I'm sure he was there somewhere, but he wasn't standing around. So, great tournament, and looking forward to the Masters. Absolutely
good, Ron. I think we're going to have to close down now. We've just run out of time, and I want to thank you for being here once again. And I hope that you can continue to do this.
No, yes, I'm revitalized, rejuvenated, and ready to talk hockey for. God knows, right into the summer. So
wonderful, wonderful. And that's another edition of Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore. You're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.